And Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of kinyan guf uperes zman, the sheet of the cha'a, that if you give karka lechaver guf uperes yom echad, the makabel is zoiche forever, because of the Gemara that says, Kevin de Puska Puska. We see in Gittin 83b. Once it goes away, once it stops, once he loses the kinyan, goes to the other person, it's permanent. So, how come we discussed at length, Hatzalab Nimiluin? We don't say in the Gemara Nidorim, Kevin de Paska Paska, the Gemara's whole discussion is if Kedushas Damim is Paka Bichti, if Kedushas Damim can go away. But we don't say that, what about the Kinyan of Hekdesh is permanent? Why don't we say Kevin de Paska Paska? Forget about the question of whether Kedushas Damim Paka Bichti or not. Whether even without being Poda, Kedushas Damim can go away. Why don't we say Kevin de Paska Paska? That it belongs to Hekdesh permanently, because once it belongs to Hekdesh for a short time, it belongs to Hekdesh permanently, and that's not even a question of the Gemara. What about Kevin de Paska Paska? So it would appear, and again, this is based on the Torah of Maror Moshe Yeshiva, Rabbeinu Chaim Zatzal, that the Yisoid Din Pidgin Hekdeshes, it would appear that there's a difference between when the Bailin are poda from Hekdesh and when other people are poda from Hekdesh. And when the Bailin are poda, that the Hekdesh becomes theirs is not a kinyan mechudish, that they're kona now min a Hekdesh, not a new kinyan. But rather, since Kedushas Hekdesh goes away, the object goes back to them like it was before. And it's the same kinyan that they had before. Because that's the din and the schus of the Bailin and the Hekdesh, that if the Kedusha goes away, it goes back into the Rishis of the Bailin. Hashem came with somebody else's podim in a Hekdesh. Reza Kinyan Mechudosh. And it's a new Kinyan that he's Kona in a Hekdesh. When the Bailim is Kona, then it becomes his like it was in the past. It's not something new. It's just a continuation of what was. When someone else is poda, then it's a new kinyan. Umokar hadvorim Yerushalmi bavakama. In the seventh parak of the Yerushalmi, in Halacha Dalet, the Reish Lakish proves that if someone redeems fruits from the treasurer, it doesn't become tevel. As far as Maisus is concerned, because Mekach, when you do a Mekach, that establishes Maisus Beitza 35a. But if somebody is Poide, he redeems a Kalkola, this basket of fruit from the Gizbar, it doesn't become Tevel. And the fact that we see that, it says in the Mishnah that if someone was Ganav, the Hikdish, he was Makdish, what he stole, and then Tavach Umachar, that a person who's makdish is not like he sold it. It's not considered that it's mechira. Meaning that the sheet of the Yerushalmi is that hektesh, bedek habayis, is not considered kimechira when you're makdish something to the Beis Hamikdash. That's not like selling it. To be mischayev dalet vehei. And that's not like Shita Sabavli. Shita Sabavli, Bava Kama, Ayin Vav Amin Aleph, Ayin Tess Amin Aleph, is that Hekdesh is like Mechira. Therefore, one would be mischayev dalet vehei. But the Yerushalmi holds that hektish is not like mechira. So the Yerushalmi holds that hektish is not kimechira l'schayev dalet vehei. The Bavli holds hektish is kimechira l'schayev dalet vehei. The Kaponim, it says in the Gemara there, "Kmo da'atomer makdish eino kimechira." That if somebody is makdish, it's not like he's selling, and therefore there's no dalet vehei. Uchid vasa poide eino kolaykech. And similarly, if one is poide, just like when you're makdish it, it's not like selling it. When you're poide in return, when you redeem it back, eino kolaykech. It's not like you bought it. Milsa dereish lokish. Amra mechira kepidyoin. So there are numerous perushim explaining what this means, but the Radbaz explains that Reish Lakish is saying that if somebody was gana vehikdish and afterwards he was tovech v'moicher, he says that the makdish is not kemoicher. And similarly, a poide is not like a lokeach. And Reish Lakish doesn't explain why. Why isn't it considered like a mecher? And why isn't the poide like a lokeach? And in that the Gemara explains, is all the Ritva is talking. Me in his name. Then Mil say the Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amra Mechira Kapidyon. The Lav Mishum Ze Amrinan de Apoide Eno Kelokeach. Mishum de Loave Mecher. El Adarab Mechira de Hekleshu Kapidyon. Amra Royal of Doso Loichloi. What's the Loimer de Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amra Mishum de Royal of Doso? Ulochlo. והפדיון אינו חשוב מקח חודש, אלא שלא הוא פורק. וכן לא אבי חשוב מחירה. זה כמו שהפדיון אינו חשוב, כמו כן לא חשוב מחירה. ממקח, כמו כן לא חשוב מחירה. שמדורי להחזור אצלו הכלכל, ולא צורך כן ימי חודש. אלא כמו פודם משקבו. משקנו. So what the Ritbaz is saying is, that the Gemara explains Reish Lakish's reason. What's Reish Lakish's reason? That Mechira to Hekdesh is like Pidyon. Because the person is fitting to redeem it and to eat it. Meaning, it's a little hard in the Lashon over here, but since it's right to be poda and to eat it, the pidyon is not considered a new mekach. When the bailim are poda, it's not a new kinyan, but rather through the pidyon, nasa shehelem emelem ekugim ekoidim. It becomes theirs like it was before. That the Bailim retain a schus in the Hekdesh that if the Kedusha goes away, it's going to go back to them. And therefore, if somebody is makdish akal kola, ufada, if he's makdish the fruits and he redeems them, the pidyon is not like a mekach to be kovela maisus, because it's not a kinyan mechudish. And therefore, the din hekdish is not like mechira, lenin chiv dalad vehe, because it's still considered his, even when it's holy. And that's what it means when it says mechira kapidyon. In other words, mechira and pidyon are the same. And pidyon should be considered mechira. But nevertheless, it's not mechira. Again, Lashon of the Ragba is mechira kapidyon. The lat mishum zemrin and the pod in lokeach. It's not because of this we say that the pod is not like the lokeach. Mishum de lo ave mecher, no. Mechira lehekdish is like a pidyon. And yet, in this case, when it's the Bailam himself, then we say that the pidyon is something different. The royal of dosa v'lochlo, and it doesn't have to be koned mechadosh. So when he gives it over to Hekdesh, it remains his. And when the Kedusha goes away, then it's going to go back into his rishos. And all he has to do is be mechalo the Kedusha, and then it becomes his. So if someone is makdish, something to something is makdish, something to berek habayis, it's not considered like a mecher. Even though it should be considered like a mecher, but it isn't. Why not? Because apoyde einu kelokeach. Because if one redeems it, then he's not like a buyer. Milsa derei shalakish amar mechira kapidyon, mechira should be like a pidyon, but amar roi leftoso lochlo. But he's ra'ui to redeem it and to eat it. So therefore the mechira is not like pidyon. Can't compare pidyon and mechira. Mechira is considered mechira, that's koveh lemaisris. But pidyon is not, because it was his all along. So that's what we said before, when the Bailam is poda something, the din is that it was his all along. The Kedusha goes away and it reverts back to the way it was before. It's not a new kinyan. It's just a restoration of the old one. But if someone else is poda, it's a new kinyan. Nedarim 30a, the Gabe Netios Elu Karban. When someone says that these netios are going to the Beis HaMikdash, these saplings, until they're cut down. So if he redeems them, they padan chozos v'kedusha sachi katitzu. They go back and are holy until he cuts them down. And that's only, says the Gemara, if he was poda them. But if other people were poda, av shechnisem amakdish lirshusel acharkach, ein chozeres v'kedoshes. Even if the makdish takes them back afterwards, they don't go back and become holy again. The Ran explains, to padam who. If he was poyde, that it never went out of rishus hekdesh or his rishus, it was either rishus hekdesh or his rishus. So the din is that they should go back and be holy again. Padan, if he redeems it. So he redeemed it, but it's holy again. Because it never left his rishus or hekdesh's rishus. It was in his rishus, then it came to hekdesh, and then he was pulled and it came into his rishus, and then it went back to hekdesh's rishus. So that's why it makes sense that it should be holy. It never left his rishus or that of hekdesh. Aval padu mecherim afilu chazur v'chnisam rishusai shel makdish. If other people were poda, even if the makdish brings it into his rishus, ein chazur v'kedoshus, they don't go back and become holy. V'fi shemiyad shepedo mecherim, because the moment other people were poda, nistalek rishus ha-bailim harishoni mehem. The first Bailam lost it, his rishus. And since at that time, hekdesh can't be chal, v'asar shaitanami k'shechnisim achelim l'rishuso lo chayo. And afterwards, when the other people put it into his rishus, the hekdesh is in chal. So therefore, if other people were poideh, they don't go back and be holy. If he was, they are. Why? So we see in the Ran that behekdesh adayin lo nistalek rishus habaylim arishonim. Behekdesh it still remains his hekdesh. And therefore, when he's in podeh, so it goes back to his rishus because of his previous kinyan, and therefore his original hekdesh, that it's holy achi katsitsu, remains. And it's not considered makdish davar shelo b'olam. Because he was makdish these netiyas, and then he was poydeh. And when he's poder, then we go back to what he originally said, that they're holy until they're cut down. So mikoch his original kinyan, we say they become holy again, automatically. Because it's not something new now that he was redeeming. It's what he originally had, and what he originally had, he said that it remains hektish. So Mela, when he's poded, it goes back to his original kinyan, and that original kinyan that he had, he said, is hektish. So it's not something new. It was kilu his all along. He still has a rishus in this item. And therefore, even when he's poded, it goes right back into rishus hektish. Because once it goes back into his rishus, you say, oh, when it was in your rishus, you were makdish. Achiyakatsitsu. And now this is reverting back to its original status of you being makdish at Achiyakatsitsu or being in your shus and makdishikas. So mele it's hektish again. Because not a kinyan mechudish. Mashen came when other people are pulled, it's a kinyan mechudish. And a mele, even if that person, even if it goes back at his rishus, doesn't matter. Because that's considered a davar shelo b'olam, it's something completely new. It wasn't his. This is considered that it was never his, these netiyos. Because now they went into somebody else's rishus. And it doesn't revert back to its original status of being in his rishus. Now it's a new kinyan. And the original hekdesh is in chal. Yol Sameach and Erech in Perek Zayin has a suffix if you could be poida hekdesh in such a way that it won't go into your rishus, it won't go into other people's rishus. Just tifka mimena rishus kavoya v'yotza l'chulin. The rishus of Shemayim goes away and it becomes chulin and it becomes hefker below bailin. Interesting. interesting clear of the Or Sameach. Can you be part of something? That it's not going to go into your Rishis or anybody else's personal Rishis, it's just going to become Hefker. And he proves from the Rambam in the fourth parak of Erchin, who says that Kachay Berakabai is Avir Nitachas Yipadu. Kachay Berakabai is Avir Nitachas are redeemed, and then they're burned. Kaven Zayin Kinyan Vizchiyah Bisuri Ana. Since there's no Kinyan and Zechiyah Nisuri Ana, this is Suri Ana. So the point there can't be Zoch in these items. And if so, it's like he's being Poed Ela Hefker. She'enu nichnas l'rishus acher, and the pidyon is only effective that kedushas ha'hekdesh should go away, and that you could burn it. But not that it goes into your rishus. Because there's no zechiyah nesuri hana. So he's Poed these kachay berak habayis. Comes Hefker, and then it's burned. So you see, it could be Poed Ela Hefker. Because there's no Zechiyah Nesuri Ana, so where's it being Poed? He's being Poed to Hefker. So the Pidyon is effective, that Kedushas HaHekdesh should go away. And it becomes Hefker. So it's Muchach, She'ef Shalifto, Shia Hefker. It's Muchach that you could be Poed there, such a way that it becomes Hefker. So based on what we explained, there's no raya from the Rambam. Because Hekdesh, Shepadu, or Bailim don't need a new Kenyan. Rather, Rabbi Mafkiya the Kedusha becomes theirs Meikara Mitzat Kenyan HaMakoydeh because of their previous Kenyan. And therefore, you can't be done that there's no Kenyan V'Zechiyah B'Yisuri Ana because you don't need a new Zechiyah. It goes into their Rishus Me'eilav automatically. And therefore, you can be Poedeh. In other words, it's talking about an instance where the Bailim is Poedeh. And if the Bailim is Poedeh, then Mimela goes back into his Rishus. And he's not being Poedeh Lehefker, he's being Poedeh into his own Rishus. And so you're burning what belongs to him. You don't need a Kinyan Mechudesh. And you can learn from this that you can be Poed to Hefker, because this isn't being Poed to Hefker, it's being Poed back into his own rishus. And with this we can explain, we recently had a few shiurim about this, we had a few, at least one, what Tosis writes in Menachos 71b, Divar Maschil Matirin, Tzmurach of Zayin Amid Beis, Divar Maschil Lo, but that Hekdesh, which is worth a mana, that he was Mechal and Hashavar Prutas Mechulo, that's only if the Bailim is Poed his own Hekdesh. If somebody else is Poed, or the Gizbar who's Mecher, it's only Mechulo, it's only redeemed with its value. So Tosfos Menachos writes the reason is that there's no Svara that somebody else could be Poed the Hekdesh, Chaver or Shavar Mana, Shavar Pruta, and take it for himself. The Turei Evan worked very hard in the Abnei Shom and Megillah of Gimel and Beis to explain Pshat. Why not? What's the difference? You can redeem it yourself, Al Shavar Pruta, but somebody else can't, Ravos Nesh, as they say in Spanish. So it would appear that this is, we can explain this based on what we said earlier, that the Bailim, their Bailim are Poedeh, the whole din Pidyon, it's just Chilul HaKadusha, not that they become Bailim. In other words, the Mamonis is automatic. They're only working on the level of Hekdesh. The Bailim are Poed to the Hekdesh, the Kedusha aspect. But the Mamonis automatically becomes theirs because it was really theirs all along. It was like in waiting to go back to them. They never really lost their monetary connection to it. And there we say that even if he's mechalel, shelo b'shavio, shapir dami. Even though you have to be mechalel b'shavio, nevertheless, the chilul is chal, because ain't on all like Deisha's Bab Mitzia 57a. But someone else, that it's he cannot do Stam Chilul to be paided and to take it for himself. He has to be kind of an Hekdesh. In other words, not in the Hekdesh aspect, but also in the Mominous aspect. He has to be kind of an Hekdesh. So he has to do it B'Shavyo. He has to be paid there. He has to be paid there with its value, because when you're the Bailam and you're working on the Mominus level, and just on the Hekdesh level, so for Hekdesh you can be paid there on Rosh Sheva Pruta, and it doesn't have to be the value of the item. Like it was yours all along. You never really lost hold of it, Mominus wise. But if it's someone else, he has to be paid to the Mominus. So what right does he have to be paid to a Shabimana and a Pruta? And therefore, Tosis emphasizes that it's Dafka if he's paid to it, but not if someone else is. If he's paid to it, he can do it on a Pruta. So it was his all along, but not someone else. Someone else, it wasn't his all along. He can't be paid to it. With a Shabbat Pruta. So he has to be part of the Mominus. It has to be the proper value. So now we understand that we don't say by Kedushas Haguf, by Kedushas Damim Lizman, came in the Pascha. Why don't we say that once Kedushas Damim has belonged to Hekdesh, it's Hekdesh is forever. How can there be a Tzad Paka Bichdi? What about Kevin the Paska? And the answer is that Hekdesh is different, because that's the din of Hekdesh, that it's still Bereshis Bailam, insofar as that if the Kedusha goes away, it goes right back to the Bailam. And it's Shalahem Biker Kinyanim Kedamei Kara. And in Mail, it's not Shaykh to say Kevin the Paska, because they have a certain type of ownership in Schus in the Hekdesh. But the moment it stops being Hekdesh, it's theirs again. And therefore, the whole argument is only about the Kedusha. The Kedusha's done go away or not? Kedusha's Hekdesh go away or not? Kedusha's done go away or not? Without being poda, we don't say Kevin the Paska, that it belongs to Hekdesh forever as far as Mamas is concerned, because it's not true, because the Bailam always had rights in it. And then a Kenyan Pshita Shekevin Shinefkas HaKadush Arei Chozer LeBailam. This works out even better according to what we saw in the Avne Miluim. The Avne Miluim says that in the din of the Ra'ah, it becomes Hefker. In other words, if somebody makes a Kenyan Lizman, he gives his friend Karka Gufu Peres Yeh Mechod, the Makabal is Zorcha Lo'ilam. Why is he Zorcha Lo'ilam? Because he's Zorcha Yeh Mechod, and then it becomes Hefker. And then he reacquires it. Because all the Kevin Shapaska Paska helps is that it doesn't go back to the Rishus of the Moichah. Once it goes out of his Rishus, it doesn't return to him. And Memela, the Makabal is Zeicha B'Tairas Hefker, because there's no Bailam. That was the Kinyan of the Makabal when it goes away. It was only Lizman. And since it's Hefker, and it doesn't go back to the Bailam, Memela, the Makabal is Choyzer Bakona Karka, Kazoichem and a Hefker. So that was the Yisod of the Avne Miluim. And according to this Behekdesh, it's going to go back to the Bailim. Once the Kinyan of Hekdesh runs out, it automatically goes back to the Bailim. Because that was the Din Meikara. But in Nifka Hekdesh, Harayel Shel Bailim, Tzadikir Kinyanim. No such thing for Hekdesh as we saw in the previous year as being Zochem and a Hefker. So who gets it from Hefker? The Makdish? Because that was the original Kenyan, that it's going to Hekdesh for a period of time and then it goes automatically back to the Makdish. So when it's Hefker, it reverts back, after it's Hefker, it reverts back to the Makdish. So therefore we don't say Kevin de Paska Paska, and the only question is if Kedusha's Damim is Paka Bechti or not. In the Kedusha level, does the Kedusha go away? But the Mamanus does stop, and Mamanus wise, it does go back to the Bible. However, it would appear that the Avne Miluim is not correct in his understanding of the Sheet of the Ra'ah. There's no inyan at all of kinyan agufu peretz lizman. And if somebody's kinyan lizman, he's kinyan loyal and kevin the paska paska. But it would appear that the ra'ah is moide, that there is an inyan of kinyan lizman. But there are two types of kinyan lizman. And that, sweet friends, is our avoda, I hope, for the next year. And we should be zeichet to see continuing the flows in Torah Hashem. Baruch Hashem, we say so God on this year, and hopefully we shall continue. Thank you so much for listening. Self Davar, Hakol Nishma, Ese Elokim Yiro, Les Mitzvois of Shmor, Kizeh Kol HaAdam. Shalom, shalom.